Steve Cochran Show continues. We need a little good news in this world, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Talking about the life of Barbara Bush all morning. Amazing woman. We got two more amazing women in studio now. Rock stars, heroes. They both look great. It's great to see both of you. Katie, start with you. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie Bishop.
And Juliana?
I'm Juliana Schaefer.
And you guys are both dealing with something that the rest of us would never want and don't want to deal with, and that's you both were diagnosed with brain tumors.
Correct.
Tell us the story. When?
Juliana, you want to go first?
I was actually diagnosed almost 14 years ago, and I was diagnosed with a grade 2 oligodendroglioma, which is, if you have a brain tumor, kind of the one that you want to have, but still a terminal.
I'm guessing you couldn't pronounce it when you first heard about
it. Oh, totally. And I still have trouble. So we call it oligos.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
But yeah, I was diagnosed with it almost 14 years ago and went through chemo for 2 years and then just went through another year of chemo this last year. And it's been a life-changing experience, clearly.
Well, understandably, right? And over the course of 14 years, are there times when you think I'm on the good foot here and then you find out you got to go back?
Absolutely. I was doing great for 10 years and then all of a sudden the tumor started growing a little bit. And so that's why this last year I went through another round of chemo.
And Katie, your world got wrecked, what, about a year ago?
March 28th, 2017.
And at that point, were you engaged? Did I read my notes correctly?
I was engaged, yes. Now married.
And
twice.
What?
Same person.
Same person.
Right. Is Brogan?
Brogan is my husband.
Sounds like an amazing guy.
He is.
All right, so you get this diagnosis, a different type of tumor?
I have the one that you don't want. I have stage 4.
Is this the glioblastoma?
It is the glioblastoma.
Is this the same thing John McCain is dealing with as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's as tough a fight as you get. You look great. Is today a good day?
Yeah, most days are pretty good.
Okay, but the fight continues. I had a friend dealing with cancer, and she always put it this way. She said, I'm kicking cancer's ass. I feel like both of you are.
There's no other option, really.
That's a great point, right?
True.
Yeah. There is no option B. Get up in the morning and do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
The medical support you get in Chicago, I assume, is world class.
Amazing. We've both been treated at Northwestern.
Yeah. I originally was at Evanston back in the day and had a fantastic doctor who then I actually outlived, which I guess was kind of a good thing.
Great.
But very sad that he passed away. But we're both at Northwestern and have fantastic neuro-oncologists.
This is the Robert H. Lurie Cancer Center?
Correct.
Yeah, we raised some money for them as well. There's an event coming up this week I want to talk about, but we want to find out about you guys first.
Your attitude's awesome. They're so good. So I'm sure you attribute that to you guys each have support staffs too, probably.
Amazing.
Family. Your hubby you were talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
My PR agent in the background, my sister.
No wonder she's ordering you around.
This is Sister Jenny, who refuses to come on the air. She's just petrified to come on the air.
But she is terrific.
Yes. All right, so talk a little bit about why this event this weekend is such a big deal, because I think sometimes people get caught up in the idea that, how much of a difference can I make?
Absolutely. So this weekend, this Sunday at 9:30 in the morning at Soldier Field, we have the American Brain Tumor Association 5K, and it is an event that's been going on for as long as I have actually been diagnosed with a brain tumor. I was there for the first 5K, and it is a terrific event. We get about 4,000 participants out there. We raise about $800,000.
And you can run or walk.
And I definitely walk. Don't know about you, Jenny. But we have my team is Team Hope. That's Hope is my favorite word.
Sure.
And we have 154 team members, and we've raised over $68,000.
Wow.
And
good for you.
We are just really, really excited about this and hope that other people will come and join us.
I'm looking at the website now. It's abta.org, and you can put in Team Hope and make a contribution if you can't be there. Now, I think, Dave, aren't we getting a weather break on Sunday morning?
I think we are. Yeah, the forecast for the weekend is actually pretty favorable.
You guys probably noticed that it's still winter.
Every day.
Yeah. Kind of ridiculous, right? By the way, we didn't find out about your family.
I'm sorry?
We didn't find out about your family.
Oh, I have a wonderful husband who I was engaged to when I was diagnosed.
Maybe you shouldn't get engaged.
Wow. I know,
right?
Yeah,
wait a minute. How about that? You didn't know that part of his story.
It is kind of funny, but he actually said like the sweetest thing in the entire world after I was diagnosed. He said, I wish I hadn't proposed before and that I could propose after.
Wow.
Kind of saying, you know.
Wow.
Right?
What's this guy's name?
His name is Chad.
Chad, come on.
An amazing, amazing husband and has been wonderful. And I also have a 10-year-old daughter who takes care of me as well.
What's her name?
And her name's Izzy.
And she's at school today,
and
I'm sure.
She's at school, yes. Yeah. Yes, but she's terrific. And I have wonderful family and friends. My parents are both here. And I have had to use my support system, just like Katie, and dig deep and ask for help, which is a hard thing to do. And
well, especially if you know your life's cruising along and you don't need help.
Yeah.
Everything's going fine, and then suddenly you do. So there's interesting perspective you guys can both provide, I think, to people who are dealing with this and maybe struggling, maybe not, but can hear from you guys and where you are in this. So Katie, I assume anger is one of the first emotions, probably, right?
Yeah, and still angry.
Sure, yeah.
It kind of fuels the fight.
So if there's somebody that gets diagnosed or has been diagnosed recently, or if they love somebody who has, what do you say to them? I mean, we know the option isn't there other than not fight. You know, fight. But what else can you say to them?
Take all the information that you can. Somebody needs to be with you at every appointment taking notes, and then the other one needs to be listening to the doctor so that they can remember what happens after the appointment. But it's reaching out to every single person that you know, and honestly, it's asking for help. This is
and accepting it.
You only get one chance.
But you make a great point about the doctor's appointment itself, because with everything that's got to be racing through your head, you need a second there,
it's a
right?
Blur. It's a total blur.
So somebody to take notes, somebody to be there, and maybe you formulate your questions ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about a few years down the road? What do you say to folks?
What do I say to folks?
Yeah, folks that are dealing with cancer themselves now.
Yeah, well, and I talk to a lot of people because, of course, everyone knows Juliana Schaefer has a brain tumor, so that's who they come to. In fact, that's how I met Katie, actually.
Yep.
I've spoken to I speak to people all the time, and, you know, my number one thing is really just keeping a positive attitude because I think that's really what's gotten me through things. I had a really bad week last week, I think, probably knowing that the walk was coming up, and it kind of hits home a little bit more, and as a reminder, and it's just trying to keep positive and trying to just, you know, make sure you're seeing the best people.
Sure. Was it hard to be around folks who are dealing with the same thing, or does it help?
Both.
Right.
Hard because people that don't have a brain tumor, it's a little envy, it's a little jealousy.
Yeah.
That's a
human emotion.
Strange feelings to be
right.
Feeling towards someone that's trying to help, but it's comforting. Also, I met Juliana with Jenny sitting down at Starbucks outside probably one of our first few weeks after being diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And you just pick their brain, little, no pun intended.
Right.
You pick
well, you better have a sense of humor, right?
Right. You pick their brain and ask them for every single, you know, what do I do? What don't I do? Where should I go? Who should I talk to? And Juliana's been a wealth of information.
You know, one of the things that I think comes up at a time like this, and you guys could certainly answer this, but I can't. You don't want the disease to become your identity.
No.
So when people meet you and they go, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to talk to you guys. What do you do? I mean, to me, it's just talk about your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunately part of every day, but it doesn't have
to. But it's not who you are.
It doesn't have to define you, no.
Right.
It will if you let it.
When Brogan is accompanying you everywhere.
Everywhere.
does he, still run his errands and do the things you want him to do?
Well, I got my driving privileges back, so I'm.
Wow, look at you.
I'm in the driver's seat most of the time, but there's no question I could not do this without Brogan, my sister, my mom, my brother-in-law, everybody's just been rock stars.
You know, it's funny you talk about driving because, when you lose that much control in your life, you want a little control back, right? So how big a deal is it to be able to drive?
It's my favorite activity is driving.
You must have gone through this as well, I would think.
I actually didn't have any. I've been asymptomatic the entire time, so I didn't lose driving privileges or anything, thankfully. Although my husband would think that would be a good thing, actually.
Right.
You lose them in Illinois if you've had a seizure. So you have to go 6 months without driving and no seizures to get your privileges back.
Now, when you say you've been asymptomatic, explain.
So they found my tumor completely coincidentally. I mean, coincidentally, I didn't have any seizures. I didn't have any kind of symptoms. I had a migraine headache, which had absolutely nothing to do with it.
You'd had migraines before?
Uh-huh. I'd had migraines before, but that's not the place where my tumor is not a place where I would be presenting with headaches and tumor and migraines. And so I had a migraine, went into the ER because I couldn't stop throwing up because I was super sick, and they thought, let's do a CAT scan just in case, and did a CAT scan and found a giant tumor and took it from there. So it was kind of, and since then, I still have not had any symptoms, which has been extremely fortunate.
Well, there's a little bit of that joint emotion, because I'm sure you can look at her and go, I like you so much and I'm really happy for you, but I'm really angry that you don't have any symptoms.
Right. No, I'm glad she doesn't have any symptoms. She's been fighting this longer than I have. I'm just in my first year, and I don't have any symptoms right now. So,
which is great.
I'm great. Happy, and we like normalcy.
We like normalcy, and we get
like the everyday.
Yeah,
I would imagine, right?
And we get that, and for the most part, things are normal until it's time for like MRIs, and I go in now every 3 months for MRIs, and that's kind of the scary time. As you were saying, you have all of your crew that's with you. We kind of joke that we have like an entourage that comes with me to my appointments. I literally have my husband.
You and Jay-Z.
I have my, right? Literally. I have my husband and my parents and my grandmother who come all to the appointment. We don't even fit in the room. So.
What advice would you have for newbies, you know, young women or women and men too, who are finding out about their diagnosis for the very first time, once they go through the anger and the disbelief?
Yeah. I would say, first of all, for me, support groups were not the right thing.
Well, that's interesting. Why is that?
I went to support group right away and found that it was extremely depressing, and people were in later stages of the disease, and that's the people who tend to need the support groups more.
Wow.
And I just thought, like, wow, this is not what I want to be around. So I instead actually got hooked up through the American Brain Tumor Association with a pen pal who lived in Minnesota but had the same kind of tumor that I did, that I have, and she was my support, and we got in touch with each other. We visited each other. She unfortunately passed away a few years ago, which was extremely hard. I recommend reaching out to people individually who can understand what you're going through. I would also say that, you know, again, just getting information, that's the other thing. When I was diagnosed, I went to the American Brain Tumor Association website right away, and that's where I got a ton of information.
Yeah, because nobody's a better advocate for you than you.
Absolutely.
Right, so educate yourself as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Katie, I love your slogan, I'm not done here.
I'm not done here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself is powerful.
Yep.
So we want a ton of people to show up on Sunday.
We need money. We need donations.
Yeah, people, bring your money.
We need research. We need all the money we can get to fight this disease.
Team Hope last year, you were saying, broke the record, right? You raised...
Actually, I think that you guys broke the record.
Did you break the record?
They broke our record.
Don't forget about Team KBC.
$95,000.
Yeah.
$95,000. Yeah. Wow.
$95,000 in 8 days. You got to
break that this year, too.
Isn't that amazing?
But you're okay with breaking each other's records.
We're thrilled. Every time I see somebody else raising more money, I'm just ecstatic.
It's the best kind of competition there is, right?
Oh, yeah. But it's fun.
It's healthy competition.
Healthy competition.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all raising money for the same cause.
Exactly.
And every dollar matters, because it's going to research, it's going to staffing, it's going to finding ways to beat this. And you know what? It sounds like a cliche, but the miracle could be right around the corner, or the next little tiny breakthrough that leads to it could be right around the corner.
Yep,
and we have amazing doctors and nurses and everybody else in town getting it done. Anybody you want to say hi to? You want to thank any nurses in particular? Nurses never get enough credit in my work.
Well, nurses are absolutely critical. Yeah. I had an amazing nurse at Evanston who I absolutely loved, Annette, and she was incredible, and she was with me for many, many years, and then now my nurse is Laura, who is also terrific, and they're the people who you have more contact with than your
because the doctors get the pat on the back all the time. The nurses are the ones doing the heavy
lifting. The doctors are great. Yeah, I have a nurse, Kelly, in Dr. Dixit's office, and then we call him Dr. Sean, but it's Dr. Sachdev. But they're just, I mean, everybody is fantastic. They always have a smile on their face. You know, you're walking into a really scary MRI room to check in every 8 weeks, so they're really compassionate.
Well, I hope the good news continues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
We do too, for sure.
You know, we believe in prayer around here, at least I do. And I just couldn't be pulling for you harder. And I think it's wonderful that you came in to talk about this this walk run.
Thank you. We really appreciate your having us here. And,
absolutely.
And really hope that people come out and help us continue.
Sunday, April 22nd.
Yep, Soldier Field.
What time are we starting?
Yeah, 9:30 is when the run starts and the walk starts.
That's not bad.
Right,
9:30 is the middle of the day for us, so that's not bad.
Not for most of us, but it is supposed to be 52 degrees, so it's getting a little bit better. And you can register there. You don't have to pre-register. And it is just a terrific event.
And Team Hope and Team?
KBC.
Team KBC. Yeah. Why not donate to both?
Exactly. Yeah.
I hope you break each other's records.
Right. Absolutely.
The best kind of competition, as you said. Great to see both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for
Let's do this again. And let's do this every year.
Okay.
Let's keep raising that kind of money.
We would love that. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless both of you.